SoFi's Q1 crypto revenue hit $121.6 million, but costs AA almost all of it. SoFi Technologies pulled in $121.6 million of transaction revenue from its relaunched crypto business in the first quarter of 2026, according to CoinDesk's read of the company's earnings disclosures. The headline number looks like a clean win for a unit that only came back online in late 2025. The footnote does not. Almost the entire haul was offset by costs tied to running the service, leaving the relaunch closer to a break-even experiment than a profit center. For a public lender that tied the relaunch to its bigger digital asset roadmap, including the SoFi USD stablecoin on Solana, the gross versus net gap is the part the market will want, explained on the next call. A revenue line that looks larger than it earns transaction revenue in crypto is mostly spread, conversion fees, and order flow economics. SoFi reports the gross take, then nets out the cost of liquidity, market maker rebates, custody, blockchain fees, KYC and compliance overhead, and the engineering load of running the platform. CoinDesk's reporting indicates that after those layers, very little of the $121.6 million reached the bottom line in Q1. That pattern is familiar to anyone who has tracked retail brokerages bolting crypto onto an existing app. The first quarters after launch are dominated by infrastructure spend and aggressive pricing meant to attract users. The economics improve later, if they improve at all, once volume covers the fixed costs. Context for a relaunch. Not a launch, SoFi paused its crypto product in late 2023 as part of the conditions tied to its bank charter approval. The relaunch in late 2025 came after federal banking regulators softened guidance on crypto activity for chartered institutions. Q1 2026 is therefore the first full quarter of the rebuilt product, which makes the $121.6 million revenue print useful as a baseline more than as a verdict. As of May 7, 2026, BTC trades at $81,089, down 1.6% over 24 hours, and ETH at $2,333, down 3.2%, per coin market cap, with the Fear and Greed Index at 50, neutral. Q1 captured a softer market than the late 2025 surge that pulled SoFi back in, so the revenue figure was generated against an average price tape that was choppier than the relaunch business case likely assumed. Spread economics, not asset economics. A crypto unit inside a regulated bank does not earn from price appreciation. It earns from the difference between the price a customer sees and the price at which the bank or its routing partner sources the asset, plus any explicit fee. Industry estimates put retail crypto spreads in a wide band, often 50 to 150 basis points per round trip, before any explicit commission. That structure is why the revenue line at SoFi can look healthy while the contribution margin barely moves. The same dynamic shows up in the broader card and spend data we have been tracking, where headline volume keeps rising even as crypto card monthly spend has hit roughly $600 in 2026 without those issuers turning into reliable profit centers. Pressure on management to defend the unit SoFi's broader Q1 print is the variable that determines how forgiving investors are. If consumer lending and the SoFi money checking product are carrying the company, an unprofitable crypto unit can run for several more quarters as a strategic call. If margins compress elsewhere, the crypto desk becomes the easiest line item to question. There is also a competitive overlay. Coinbase, the dominant US-listed crypto venue, has spent the past year cutting fixed costs, including the 14% workforce reduction announced as part of an AI-native restructuring. A regulated bank running a crypto product at zero contribution will struggle to win a price war against an exchange already optimized for thinner take rates. Read on the relaunch. The takeaway is not that SoFi's crypto bet is failing. It is that one quarter of triple-digit million revenue with almost no margin is a flag, not a trophy. Investors will want a path to positive contribution by the second half of 2026, plus a clean explanation of how SoFi USD revenue, custody fees, and any tokenization product fit into that path.